I don't really know for sure if this is capturing what it needs to properly or whatever, but whew, conversation for this week. I feel like I like can't breathe and I'm in kind of a rush too, which is never a good setup for a conversation. But I was thinking today about, I think I've had like multiple different things that I was going to talk about and then like nothing. I don't know. I had like nothing for a long time, and then I was like, oh, I'll talk about that. And then this morning, I think it's changed a couple times, or maybe I've just forgotten and remembered a couple times this morning. But yeah. I feel like I was going to talk about mental health stuff and how it's obviously not a linear thing and how there's up and down and dips and back and forth and all that stuff. And I feel like that's really obvious. But I think in theory and practice, I think for me, I can see that on a long-term scale, but on a short-term thing, it's kind of something I'm just going through right now where like, I have been having like a couple really bad weeks, and then like stuff got really bad with like job loss last week, and then went back to subbing and worked Wednesday and Thursday, and somehow I got through that. You know, Friday there's no school. You know, spent the weekend with Rebecca Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday morning, though, I was, like, not good. And so it's just this thing of, like, I don't know if it's, like, shock wearing off here or there, or I'm distracted enough, or I'm not, or whatever. And I just, like, certain things trigger me into getting really overwhelmed really quickly. Like, I don't really know why it's so wavy gravy, but it's this thing of like, man, I'm handling this too well, and I knew it. And I was like, I don't think I'm running from it. I think I'm feeling my feelings. I know, you know, but for some reason it just like, yeah, I don't know. It just seemed like different. I just haven't had things fluctuate to this degree in such a short period of time where I'm like, oh, like, no, it's usually like, this is devastating or this is horrible. This is the worst thing in the world or whatever. And I feel that. And then it slowly, slowly gets better. It usually isn't like, this is the worst, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. And then, like, immediately I'm, like, up here and I'm, like, okay, and I'm okay. And then it's, like, down. And then I'm, like, all of a sudden I'm okay again. And then it's, like, down, like, today. And then I don't know. Because I feel like this is, like, the third time in a week where I've just, like, dipped just, like, brutally. And it's very much surrounding work. I mean, there's other stressors, there's other anxieties, there's other, you know, life things. But yeah, job loss last week was definitely the big, like, thing that really, yeah. I don't know. I don't really know how to get through it. I finally got to see my new counselor, been on a waiting list for months, but we're just doing intake. Like, I did, you know, over 2 hours of intake months ago, and then we did 2 hours of intake the other day, and we didn't get through it. So now it's going to be another like 3 weeks before I can go back. And I don't know. It's been rough. It's really hard for me to hold on to the times that things are good because I don't think they're good because I've processed it or worked through it. I don't even think there's anything to work through. I mean, yes, there is, and yes, there's not. I mean, like, I can't work through. Okay, I'm not, you know, stuck on what can I do differently or better, or like, I'm not stuck on something I need to change. It's more of like, this happened, you just have to deal with it, and that's it. It happened. Accept that it happened. I'm like, okay, it happened, and right away I try to bounce back and like look for work and whatever, and back on the sub list and just doing kind of what I can there, but that's taking a toll very quickly. And I've only worked in the past 7 days that I've been kind of able to do that, I've only worked 2.5 days. I'm going in for an afternoon today. I'm going in for a morning tomorrow, like a Friday morning. Or a Friday day. It's really more than a morning, whatever. Anyway, I don't know. I just can't think of a time for me where it's just been like this brutal thing happens and I'm down, and then it's like this in a week, like three times. Like I can think of like a gradual, and I know that mental health stuff, I know that like these things are not linear. I know that you take a few steps back, but to me, like, again, it's just been like, it's throwing me off that I felt decent for a couple days in a row after that, and then I took a dip, and then I felt decent for like a day or two, but not as good, and then it just took a huge dive again, and now I just like, I don't know if I can get out of this hole. I don't know how. I'm doing what I can on my end. I feel like I'm doing what I can. But, like, when I need support, that's the other conversation I was going to have. Yeah, I was going to go a different direction about just, like, needing supports. Well, I guess I can still go in that direction. I don't know. Like, it's... I'll save it. I don't know. I've just never been in this position. So, it's just, like, it's just that one day at a time garbage. It's just, like, yo, all you can do. And then for me, it's, like, right now it feels like 1 minute at a time. It's like, just breathe 1 minute at a time, and that's how you're going to get through it. And that's not so much as a conscious thought I really can't do anything else. Like, I feel trapped in the fact that I don't feel safe, I don't feel good enough to even think about what's going to happen in the next hour. Like, I've got things I need to do. I'm going to go to work. I have to. I feel like I have to. It's like, whatever. It's not a good time to have the conversation, but that's what it is this week.